That was easier than expected. No alarm bells going off. I still have to be careful. I saw the paladin's guard protecting the castle's entrance. 20 skilled men who only have one duty. Making sure their king is safe. Well, they have failed so far. I was even playing with the thought of showing myself and have a little fun with them. Some of them look really tasty. But my main dish is just one door away from me. This immense aura from the door. Surely it must be him. There you are, sitting there alone on your throne in the middle of this room. You didn't even blink when I entered. Were you perhaps expecting me already? Oh, you sensed the dark aura coming from me. I thought I did a good job hiding it. But it seems I can't fool an Arcalo with my abilities. I have a question. If you knew I was coming, why didn't you set any traps? Or at least warn the other people in the castle that the Succubus Queen is about to set foot in the holiest of all places? You wanted to deal with me alone. That's interesting. Oh, but where are my manners? I'm standing before a king. I shall greet you properly. Good evening, my king. Kneeling before you, I came here to deliver good news. Not for you, but for me. The Succubus Queen is going to take you out tonight and crown herself the new ruler of both kingdoms, thus ending this war in favor of the demons. Was that appropriate? Would you like me to stay like this? Kneeling right before you should make any negotiation easier, right? I, the Succubus Queen, demand your crown and your powers in exchange for incomparable ecstasy. Oh no, 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 no. Don't draw your sword. Draw the other one. Why do you even have a sword? I have never seen you fighting back in the first war against the Demon King. Do you even know how to wield a weapon? Out of you three are Carlos. They say that you are the wisest of them, the one making the plans and the one making sure that everything is in the right order. Well, it didn't quite work out for your brother, did it? That was close. If I didn't have my new gained power there, I would be dead for sure. Hey, you hit my face. Fine, if you want it that way. Why are you so good at this? You parried every swing of mine. I can't believe that our fighting skills are on par. After I took your brother's soul and power. I see what you did. You are very smart. Every time everyone else was gone fighting on the battlefield, you were training in the shadows where none could see you, to save the skill to overpower an enemy by surprise. I bet even your brothers don't know about your fighting skills. What are you doing now? Have you gone mad? Why do you start undressing yourself? I'm confused now. You expose your cock to me while we are fighting. You even threw your sword away. Is that some kind of trick? I won't fall for that. The sight I can't get enough of an Arcalo stripped down naked in front of me. Surely this is a trap, but his cock looks so delicious. Is that the sign that you succumbed to my sweet whispering words? I didn't even start teasing and seducing you, but you already surrendered. Even then, Arcalo is losing all of his morale and ethics when facing me. I guess that's how strong I've got. Are you jerking your cock in front of your enemy? Oh, that makes me so aroused. Let me get on my knees and crawl over to give your cock a good time. My mouth is already watering. Ah, oh, what a lovely sight. Itadakimasu. Ah, why didn't you give up when I was kneeling earlier? I mean, the fight we had was completely unnecessary. Only a waste of your enormous energy I'm about to suck out. Oh, do you have some kind of strong liking for girls fighting in tight clothes? I mean, the female angels have increased fighting abilities in your country. Ah, making battle plans while watching them train and fight each other. Watching them ripping their clothes off, being dirty and sweaty. Oh, surely this must be arousing. losing all of your self-control while we are fighting. You're such a pervert. Hey, tell me, what did you like about me fighting you? Was it my sweet scent that made you change your mind so rapidly? My sweat running over my chin, dropping into my cleavage, feeling my hot breath when we were close to each other, crossing blades. You want to call yourself the Angel King? You really are the worst. Let's see how long you can hold out in my mouth. Oh, when I put my tongue around it, oh. When I lick your shaft up and down. Let me use my sweat to make your lower body even more dirty. That's how you like it, right? Oh, and don't think that I forgot you injured my perfect face earlier. If you want to come, you have to apologize. And where's your apology, Arcalo? I can't hear it. Oh, see? That wasn't that hard, was it? You're so sweet. As a reward for being so biddable, I'm gonna slowly tease the cum out of your cock. To make sure you can enjoy yourself even longer. Ah, I also want to savor the moment where the second Arcalo got corrupted by my captivating appearance. Oh, what's with that look on your face? You aren't looking like someone who enjoys the greatest pleasure that any creature can possibly give. You look almost disgusted. Should I go a little faster? Ah, what is this? These chains appearing out of nowhere, trapping my whole body. They're wet. Oh no, holy water. My power's fading and my body's getting weaker. I can't move, like I'm paralyzed. And spread eagle, kinky. I knew it. I knew that something about your capitulation seemed odd. But I couldn't hold myself back after you started touching yourself. My emotions just completely took over my reason. You knew it. You knew that emotions are one weakness of a succubus. In extreme situations, they often mislead us to wrong decisions.
Did you plan this? The fighting, the exposing, everything was just an act. To lead me to this exact point in the room where you set this trap. To distract me so that I would not be able to dodge these chains. Oh, this chain soaked with holy water. How can you foresee all of this? Just how many different outcomes did you predict before I came here? I guess now I know why they call you the great tactician. I underestimated your strength. Akalo, what are you gonna do now that you bind me like this, huh? Wait, don't pick up your sword. You really want to kill me, huh? Why not seize the opportunity and have a little fun with me? Even though you were only playing a role earlier, you liked being sucked off by me, didn't you? I can't move my head, but I can see it from here that your cock is still raging hard. Don't you want to finish what you started? Stick it back into my mouth and move on your own free will. Fuck me however you want and then finish me off. I need to stall for time. The effect of the holy water will go away soon. I feel that I slowly regain control over my muscles. Good. Okay, fine. If you don't want to have any fun with me, why not take the time and celebrate your triumph? You are such an intelligent, clever person, much smarter than I am. Making such a risky commitment to succeed on your plan. Surely you want all the angels and also demons to know how you defeated me. Show me off like a trophy. Tell them how you claimed me. Your brother. I know you only wanted the best for him all the time. He was on a dark path, and you knew that eventually he would find his way back to the shining light. I didn't give him a quick death. I took my time torturing him. You know that he won't find his peace until you properly avenge him. Killing me quick won't let him rest in peace. And... ooh, you threw your sword away. Does this mean... oh, you're releasing the chains on my legs and... spreading my legs, carrying me. You want to put it inside. So you have decided to do it with me. That's how you want to befriend your brother. Yes, rape me like I raped him. Torture me like I tortured him. Use all of that anger that you hold against me and make me squeal while you pound me with your cock. Oh. Shoving it inside in one go. You're really rough. I need time to adjust my pussy to fit your cock. Don't move yet, it hurts. You don't care. You don't care at all. Now, finally I have the right shape. Keep grinding inside of me. Now that I adjusted my fuzzy, it's gonna squeeze on your cock. This sensation is something you can't comprehend. It's out of this world. I can move now. Now you won't get away from me. I will use my wings to wrap us together. This way you won't be able to escape. You're feeling it, right? You see? Everything on my body is designed to bring pleasure. Even my wings. I can use them to trap enemies like I did right now. They also secret my sweet scent, which makes you even hornier, even more eager to push a load deep inside my vagina. See how easy it was for me to turn the tables on you? I was standing on Dev's door a moment ago, and now you are fucking me and giving me what I want. Your cum.
You have to be close. The fellatio was already bringing you to the edge. My pussy surely will push you over it.
You make me so horny.
I have to be careful not to come before he does.
Now give up and become a sweet, loving monkey for me. Come, come inside me.
You didn't come? And don't move so slow now. What are you mumbling? Was that the spell you just used? I can feel something coming deep inside my pussy. It's not your cum. It's your penis. Did you use an enlarging spell on your penis? You're stretching me out. It won't fit anymore. I need time to adjust. You're picking up speed once again. No, I'm gonna come like this. No. Stop. I squirted my pussy juices all over your cock. Please don't. Go slower. I can't hold this penetration out much longer. I have to escape this. No, let me go. Your grip, I can't get out. I can't even wiggle my legs back. This is bad. This is bad. Did you also plan this? You wanted to make me come all along. You know what's gonna happen if you make me come. It's even worse than this. That's how you wanted to make me pay. But it's not gonna work. I'm gonna make you come first. You had the momentum when I had to adjust to your bigger cock, but now it fits again. I'm gonna tighten my pussy now. You can't handle that. Oh yes, the strained face you're making is too tight for you, isn't it? Come already. My tail! You grabbing it? Don't! Stop massaging it! How come you know all the weak points and erogenous song of a succubus? I'm coming! No! I came! This is bad! Get away from me! My skin, my wings, my tail! They are turning white! See what you did! I'm turning into an angel. You knew that when a holy makes a succubus come, they purify them, slowly turning them into their own kind. This was your punishment for me. But this isn't enough. Making me come only once won't be enough to turn me into an angel. Now you are inside my force cage, you won't be able to harm me any longer. Huh? What are you saying? The spell won't last for long? As soon as you get out, you will continue to make me come? Let's see about that.
Guess I have to use him now.
Come on, sweetie. I need your services. Do you recognize him? Well, he looks a little bit different than you might remember him. I turned his skin dark red and reshaped his body a bit so that he looks more demonic. But it's him! It's your brother! Surprised? I see your eyes widen, but I have to intervene into this family reunion because first, your brother needs to give me his energy. Come here, my fallen angel. Sit on the throne and let me climb on top of you. In reverse. I want to see how will your brother react. It's still amazing how good you feel, even after I drained you so many times.
The energy you offer might not be as much as before, but it still should be enough to make these white spots on my body disappear. Hey, I hope you're watching this closely. Watch how I bounce up and down your brother's cock, taking it all the way in and letting it almost slide out again and again. Does this make you jealous? Do you wish to be in his place? Stop hammering against the cage. You won't be able to get up before the spell ends. Oh, I see. You are not jealous. You are full of anger and vengeance. Really? You still want to hold on to your plan and turn me into an angel? Well, first, I force you to watch how your brother fucks me until he comes and replenish my energy. See, he recognized that I'm almost too weak to move myself, so he started to move his hips to help me. He became so cute and obedient, didn't he? He was resisting for so long until I finally managed to break his spirit and his mind. And now I don't even need to give him any command. He just knows what's best for her new mistress. Oh, he's twitching. Now look at it. Look how he feels me. Look at it. Yes. Yes. Come. Oh. It's so much. Oh, can you see it slowly dripping out of my pussy? I want to swallow all of this energy. He is still pumping it inside. Oh, this feels refreshing. Ah, the white spots has also faded. I'm back to full rave. And ah, the false cage is disappearing. Yes, come here. Push your cock inside of me again with all your might. Try to make me come. Oh, you pushed it so hard inside of me that you pushed the cock of your brother out. Maybe you were a little bit jealous after all, but your brother... your brother found another hole. He's inside my ass. Oh, this pleasure, being penetrated by two hollows at the same time, and you're both moving so hard. It's like you're having a contest on whoever makes me feel better. They are so deep inside, they're gonna make me come again. Oh no, this pleasure is so much. I'm coming again. Oh, I feel my power fading. The white spots are appearing again. Your brother shot another load inside. He is reacting to his mistress getting hurt. Now you have no chance to turn me anymore. Every time you make me come, your brother will just give me the missing energy back. And how much longer can you keep up this pace? Not for much, as I see how you're struggling to keep this up. Hey, you might wanna pull out. You're gonna come like this. You're too focused on your plan. You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose your energy to me. Pull out before it's too late. Oh no, you can't get out. Maybe it's because I tighten my pussy so much that it grips your cock and traps it inside. You can't get out. You won't get anywhere. Now surrender and give me your cum. Come, come. Oh, are you coming? This energy is even more delicious than your brother's. I can feel so much flooding inside of me, but I'm not letting you go. Give me more. More of your tasty cum. More. Yes. More. Curse me. Lust after me. Despise me. Give me everything you have. Don't hold anything back. Come and submit to your new mistress. Come.
Oh, your brother, he's also getting bigger inside my ass. Shoot your lows, shoot it together. Fill me up to the brink. Let my body drown in your cum. Come for me. I came. Oh, my head is so fuzzy. This power flowing inside of me. Oh, I squirted over your cocks. Oh, hey, where are you going? I wanted to stay like this a little longer. Oh, this was the best sex I've ever had. Ah, your younger brother seems totally exhausted. His calm and energy are completely depleted. Well, I don't need him anymore. I have already won. A portal for you and... get some rest, my pet. Your brother will join you shortly.
Whew! Where was I?
Oh, yes, you. Oh, look at you. You can't even stand straight any longer. Well, that's absolutely normal after having sex with me. Here, sit on the throne and rest a little. I said sit.
There you go.
Much better. Now relax yourself and let me finish what I started. You still have some energy left that I want to suck out. Ah, it's ironic, isn't it? You wanted to change me into an angel even before you knew your brother was still alive and I turned him into some kind of demon. You had the right treatment prepared for me. In the end, I was just too much for you to handle. Oh, I don't know if history will acknowledge you, though, as the one who almost took out the succubus queen. Now lean back and play nicely or I have to get angry. Don't move. Don't even try to escape. It's too late, darling. You already know how good my mouth tastes.
Oh! Oh no, not this disgusting light again.
Another shield? I'm amazed that you still have the willpower to resist me after all these temptations. I wonder if all three of you have the same kind of emergency protection once their morals are crumbling or their life is in danger. Fine, I will just break your shield like I broke your brother's. Did you know that the saliva of a succubus contains aphrodisiac? Well, of course you do. Here, have a taste.
Oh, don't turn your head away. Look at me.
Even your tongue is trying to prevent me from entering your mouth. But it's useless. I'm so much stronger than you, I can just force my way inside. There you go. Swallow it down. You will feel the effect almost immediately. Oh, your head slowly getting numb and your mind getting overwhelmed by sexual desires. Here, have some more. Oh, your tongue is a lot friendlier on my second visit. No, no, don't gulp it down too fast. You should savor it for the aphrodisiac to work at its highest potential. Now that I have prepared him, I might even convince him to lower his shield on his free will.
That would be so much more fun than breaking it.
Let me show you my breast, my cane. Are you staring at them? Keep staring while I massage them. This will put you into a daze for sure. When I squeeze them, your cock will feel so good. But it will feel even better if you deactivate your shield. My king, don't you want to let down that shield to feel the real pleasure? Please, you really want to let down the shield of yours. That smooth, soft feeling when I wrap them around your cock. You're really missing something if you don't drop your shield. The elasticity is not comparable to anything you can think of. Don't look at me as your arch rival. Look at me as someone who just wants to help his king. I need to calm your erect cock down, my king, or it might hurt you. Drop that shield. Do it for me. My aphrodisiac already turned every cell in your body to lust after me, even reaching the deepest parts of your brain. Just go with that feeling and drop your shield. Here, I put my hands behind my back to display them even more. Now I'm helpless for your attack. You can rape my huge breast like crazy. Oh, my king, you're dropping it. Stick your manly cock back between them. There you go. Let me jiggle them up and down slowly. Are you gasping for air, my king? Does it feel that good? This tingling sensation. Now try to keep up with me as I move your cock up, down, to the left, to the right, and up again, and down. Oh, my king, are you coming? Go ahead, explode between my tits. Oh, my king, you're so stupid. Even more stupid than your little brother. He was also seduced by me, but unlike you, he had nearly no knowledge about the abilities of a succubus. Disappointing. It only took me a few tempting words and my massive tits to make you let go of your last defense. With your shield gone, you won't be able to stop coming. Oh, my king, try to keep up. I'm moving again. Up, down, left, right, up and down. You can't keep up. My tender flesh is sucking on your cock. Now come between my tits. That's it? That's it. Or in my cleavage. All of it, my king. Don't even bother recasting a shield. You're far too weak for that. Better use that energy to feed my tits. Succumb to them and give me what I want. I won't stop this abnormal pleasure assault. Or is it even me moving? See, you are the one raping my breast. I'm not doing anything. You're so rough with them. It's almost like you want to make them pregnant. You wanted to indulge to this pleasure all the time, and now I'm squeezing them together so you get what you want. Shoot your sticky cum over them. Yes, that's it. Whoa, this shot was so powerful that you even covered my face. Oh, my king, is that your proof of submission? You were so mighty a while ago with the ultimate idea in mind to end this war. Now look at you, spraying your cum and your energy over the succubus queen you are supposed to hate. But now, you are loving this. You are melting between my breasts. Oh, what would the folk think if they saw you like this? You're coming again any second. Come. My tears are completely drenched with your cum. Hey, try to endure my mouth while I titty fuck you. Oh, my king, you have to hold out. If you come more, your soul and your life itself will come out. Hold it. Oh, hold it. Oh, no. Oh,
Oh, you couldn't hold it in. How miserable. My pussy is aching for more of your cum. The semen you gave me before has already dried. Now, my king, I'm gonna climb on top of you and squeeze out the last of your cum now.
Oh, who was that?
I heard a door being slammed on the other end of this room. A younger angel. Was he peeping the whole time and now he's calling the gods? In this case, I better go quick.
Oh, you started moving on your own. You don't even care anymore what will happen to you or to your people. Coming non-stop inside my pussy. Fine, I will take everything from you.
Only one more Akalu left, and if I take him down, I'm gonna use the power of all three of you to feel for the resurrection of the Demon King.
Now, let me savor you every single drop of delicious cum left for me.
It so was tasty.
Oh, the paladin's guard. I just finished my meal. I didn't expect to get any dessert though. Come here.
Itadakimasu.